All right, we are here. We're Galaxy Sound. Welcome. This is our blog for November 2024 in preview of the election in the U.S. Now, we've been asked by so many dear ones to speak about this upcoming election. Now, we're not going to tell you who's going to win and end the suspense. But so many perceive chaos, challenge, division, fear. There's so much suspense, so much dread, there's so much charge, so much weight and significance riding on this election. For some people, they fear it will determine the end of democracy. For others, this election could mean persecution with the loss of personal freedom and sovereignty. As spiritual beings, though, how are you going to maintain your equilibrium, your peace and calm through all of this maelstrom, all of this chaos? Well, first we're going to discuss an overview, and then we'll share what you can do for a positive future. You see, we're going through a huge shift in vibration on the planet. You've probably read books, watched podcasts, and you've read posts on this for years. The human collective is shifting upwards from 3D consciousness, which is based in survivalist thinking and focusing on basic needs, to 5D, where you can create an expansive life you love, following your bliss, feeling the connection to the oneness, to the light and love of the divine, as natural and normal for all humanity. In the meantime, the mythology of change is such that humanity must first destroy the old way, the old world of top-down control, that is, domination of the many by the few. And as humanity can do that, the old way can be replaced with a more beautiful future, a dream future. Moving into 5D consciousness, the old way will dissolve and pass away and be replaced by what we often share as the four pillars of the new world. And that's of the new world in general, but also of your new greater self, your new world self. And that is the resonance of love, freedom of both being and doing, empowerment with its power of choice, and safety, trust in a reality or a soul path, you might call it, where reality is friendly, and thus it's possible for everyone to safely become more of who they are. But you see, the destruction will happen. This is what we call the dark chaos, where the dominant structures of the old way disintegrate and fall apart. This is hard for most everyone, as it requires endings, letting go, releasing that which is limiting, releasing what you don't want. And personally, it's letting go of what's not true for you. Destruction can be painful, it can be scary, and society breaking down with its horrors of violence and war, pain and suffering, scarcity and struggle. It certainly can be the playing out of a nightmare reality. Now, most everyone resists change. And some people do it better than others, but a change this big will involve tremendous resistance because people have to go through this dark chaos. On the other side of the destruction and emerging from the pieces of the fragments of the dark chaos as it falls apart comes the light chaos. Now, it's wonderful. The light chaos is a wonderful opportunity to create new realities, but it's also difficult because, you see, everyone has been trained from the get-go to focus on solving problems. When they look, when you look out the future and you can see, you know, here's what I want, and here's the everybody's tends to learn, you know, in the society you're raised in, that you want to focus on the obstacles to that future. And see if you can dissolve the obstacles. See if you can conquer the obstacles now before they come up and destroy your beautiful future potential. Okay, so, but you see, when you're trained to focus on solving problems, you bring a lot of attention to them, and you pay a lot of attention. And where attention goes, you see energy flows. So when you pay attention to the destruction, it can exacerbate the destruction. It can make it appear worse, and it can worsen the problems. Now, are these problems solvable? No, not really. They will only end when you lift above, when you transcend, when as humanity lifts into 5D, they're going to resolve, not really resolve, they'll just dissolve, because the light chaos will build the alternative, will build the new one that will take its place. Now, this destruction's what's happening now, and these problems are all in your face. But you see, the destruction and the nightmare are part of the awakening that must happen. You must see what's going on, how the old world works. See the duality. See the fear-mongering, and shift away from it into a better place. You can't ignore it or dismiss it, or you can't dwell in a fantasy that it'll go away on its own. You, as a reality creator, will have to be involved in some way with your intention. And perhaps you even engaged in this shift in one way or another, not only for yourself, but for others as well. Now, the light chaos is already available to you right now. It's where you shift to. But the light chaos is where you dream and imagine the new way, the new world, and your new world self, a place of creation, not problem solving. You see, you want to replace the problem solving modality, okay, with creation modality. Because if you create a future, then you start aligning with that future. And then the universe will start putting things in place between you and that future and line things up for you. Okay, so you see in the dark chaos, everything falls apart. All these pieces and fragments are floating around. And for the light chaos, all these pieces and fragments, well, look at some things you don't, of course, you don't want. You want them to be gone. But there are beautiful things, sparks of the future, ideas, beliefs, feelings, orientations, perspectives that you can pick up and choose and put together for a unique combination of these based on who you are as you perceive your greater self in the future that you want. You see, you're the dreamers, and if you can imagine a different future despite the present, you can touch the new world now. You can activate and energize the light chaos now. And the more that you activate the light chaos, the more easily, the more elegantly it'll emerge from the destruction and the dark chaos. You see, you have a probable future. This is the future that is most likely to happen if you were to simply extend where you are right now into the years ahead. We call this your probable future track. When you dream the new world, you are expressing and feeling a higher, more free, and loving vibration. And your track starts shifting just a little bit. It may not appear to be much different from where you are, but it's different out there in that future. It's shifting to a better and higher resonance. And so therefore, all the things that line up between where you are and where that future is are going to shift also as well. There are infinite numbers of futures. Some people call them parallel realities, possibilities, various tracks. Your vibration determines your track. Your intention determines your track. This is a fantastic time to program your track, to envision your track, to dream your dream future, because there is so much high energy of the chaos. You can transmute this high energy, both the dark energy and the light energy, to break out of any old limiting realities that you're in. It's part of you personally transcending. And that's what you came for. And the saints, that's what your soul has called you to do. And we're saying this because if you're listening to us right now, we know that your soul has called you, that you are answering the call, and that part of your reason for being here on the planet is because you want to do this reality creation of the future for yourself, but also for your world. To do this change, though, to activate this, light chaos and new resonance of the future, there's a few things we feel you must know and do. First of all, you must stop believing in what the media is spouting at you. Media wants you to fear. It's the MO. If it bleeds, it leads. You've heard that, right? It's ratings and attention. It calls you to problems and focuses on the problems to generate fear. Fear-mongering is what media does best. Now, it's also what marketing does. You know, you're already used to being marketed to day in and day out whenever you're online watching TV, etc., etc. And most of the ads want you to fear something that they then provide the answer for, the solution for, or to give you safety in regards to. Now, you can tune this energy out, but it still reinforces the problem, the fear, and the solution, safety, paradigm. All news and information will tend to be slanted towards the advertiser's interests, and information that doesn't support that will be censored or blacked out. You'll never know any other point of view other than what the advertisers, the source of money for the corporate media, anything that they don't want, you won't know about. You won't know any options. You won't even know cheaper options, healthier options, freer options. You won't learn that. Now, you know this subconsciously, but you need to remember it consciously so that you can approach the information that you get in media without letting the bias of the media program it into you. You need to be discerning. Media is relentlessly shaping what you think and feel if you let it. Okay? Media wants to tell you what to believe, who to believe, what to follow. So do not trust media to provide various points of view so that you can come to an informed choice. It does not have your best interests at heart. It's a corporate thing, okay? So what gets reported is carefully vetted. If you want the full story on anything, you have to go digging all around over the internet to find it. Secondly, you must stay in the in-between and not take sides. Now, you'll have your preference as one party or the other, but don't let yourself get aligned with partisan fighting. Don't get into the negativity of that, because the marketing of each party will not reveal the ugly and corrupt stuff that they do, but will promote their best solution to safety, to the fear, the problem, which is the other party, pointing out every little bad thing the other party has done, amplifying it to scare you. And once you start believing it, you'll other anyone or the other party. Or you could even get to feeling fear, hate, rage, or disgust about the other party. You see, if that happens, you've been sucked into dualistic good, bad, right, wrong thinking and feeling. And you will not be able to perceive on your own or hold an image of yourself as a powerful reality creator. You'll fall into victim mode, and you don't want that. And if when you are in victim mode, you're in stress and you cannot find peace and calm. But how do you stay in the in-between? You have to expect and know that the dream future, that new world you want, is coming no matter which side wins. It's inevitable. We want to tell you that new world is inevitable. You made the choice for that. The choice has been made, and your track is aligned with that choice. Now, if you don't think you have chosen the new world, if you don't think you've chosen the dream future or a positive future, then stop right now and choose it. You're a powerful reality creator, and what you choose will come to pass. It may not come to pass in the form that you would, you know, and like for it to do, okay? The form may involve the party that's not your choice. But just know that either way, no matter who wins the White House, you'll get to where you want to go. The world is in a period of destruction, which by necessity will happen regardless of whoever is in power. Okay? Just don't focus and put your energy exclusively on party or candidate. It's too tempting to be pulled into fear. You know, if you vote Democrat, you fear Trump will be president and horrible things will happen. If you vote Republican, it can be that Harris will be president and horrible things will happen. You see, they're both true or not true. The destruction has to take place so humanity can get to the other side, so you can get to the other side. Don't take this personally. Don't see that if the party that you chose does not get in, that you have failed in any way. Do not worry about that. Remember, the new future, the new world, the beautiful new world is inevitable. We wouldn't be going through all this destruction if you weren't heading that way. It's required. Okay, so, and then thirdly, stay awake. If the party you prefer gets into power, don't go to sleep. Don't expect, if you're a Democrat, for Harris to take care of things for you, protect you from pandemics and reverse climate change. If you're a Republican, don't expect Trump to save you from the globalist agenda. Both of them, by the way, are heavily invested in by billionaires and industries that influence them. Eventually, as people wake up and come together, the predatory ruling class can then be identified and it will then lose its power. And people will get the democracy and level playing field that they deserve as divine beings. So you need to stay awake and see the corruption and the corporate influence in the party in power, even if it's the one you voted for. Bring that corruption to light to help keep others awake and to keep yourself aware so you do not just automatically assume that somebody else is going to take care of it for you. Or, if it's the other party, that oh my gosh, we've lost it, it's not going to happen, it is horrible, et cetera, et cetera, and you go into victim mode. So stay out of that. Fourthly, see the oneness. Embrace all beings in light. After all, people all want the same things, regardless of political preference. They want peace and prosperity. They want to go for their dreams and passions. They want to enjoy relationships with beloved family members and pets and friends and community. And everybody wants to be healthy with pain-free bodies. Everyone wants the power of choice over their own life and for their dependents. Everybody wants love, freedom to be themselves, the power of choice, and feeling good about their life, knowing they're safe, knowing that their world is essentially friendly. If you stay in the in-between, you'll want this for everyone, even those that you may consider your enemies. And this is the reality that you will be creating. You see, you are creating a dream future, and you are on the dream future track. Now, be aware that you can fall off of the dream future track if you get too bent out of shape about the nightmare track or the horribly, ugly, destructive things that are going on. It can be huge. The nightmare track is just absolutely huge. Don't let it scare you and overwhelm you, okay? Because if so, then you get into victim mode. If you get into victim mode, you kind of start losing your space, your place on the dream future track, and you can kind of slide back into what we would, Lazarus called the mediocre track. Okay, the mediocre track is things just kind of lumbering along the way they have been and maybe kind of slowly, gradually getting worse, you know, whatever. But it's very bland. It's very boring. It's the same old, same old. Okay, you don't want that either. If you find yourself falling into same old, same old, if you find yourself losing your sense of power, okay, you've got to very consciously and very much aware snap back into your power and re-choose the dream future track. It shouldn't be hard to do because you are on it, and the whole dream future is inevitable. To what extent you're going to allow it now for yourself to see it or for you to be able to bring it into being in your lifetime or whatever, That's up to your choice about your lifespan, you know, what it is that you came to do. Because there are a lot of people came to kind of get things rolling, and they said, fine, we did it. We got the choice made. It's all rolling. It's all going. So we can leave now. It's up to you where you want to be with these. But just don't let the nightmare track overwhelm you. Stay in the in-between so that you won't be attracted to it. You won't be fascinated by it in a morbid sort of way. And you won't fall into belonging to it or believing it real. Okay? It's just the form that you're going through of the destruction. So remember, no candidate will make you be on the nightmare track or will save you from the nightmare track. No candidate can take you to the dream future either, only you. Although as you go to the dream future and expand your resonance in light, you will bring others along with you. It's your reality after all. And when in your reality you go to the dream future, everybody goes to the dream future because you are dreaming them. Okay? Now, don't take this as some kind of burden. Oh, I've got to dream the new future, for otherwise everybody's going to suffer. Don't go into martyr places. You know, don't get off the cross, as they say. But look at it as creating and building your life to maintain your power, your resonance, your light. And not fall for the marketing and propaganda on your side or the other side or whatever. Don't be aware it's going gangbusters on both the Democrat and the Republican side. Okay? Remember, and this is something we tell everybody, and if you can hold the resonance of this, you'll be fine. And that is the message. All is going according to plan, and it will turn out well. Why do we know it'll turn out well? It's because you're on the path home. Home is as well as you can get. Okay, so we know that being on the path home, that means even your mundane life will line up. Will line up better. Will line up into more light, more love. So let's dream this more beautiful world into being for all of us. We're glad we have had a chance to share this with you. And we wish you the very best. And have a wonderful, wonderful future. And just remember, you are creating a new reality, and it's inevitable. Thank you. Farewell.